But I'm declaring unto you something that's about to happen, and that is there's going to be a total revolution in Christianity as we know it. Because so much of it we created, and it really is not the established thing that God did. That's why people just sit and stare in church, bored to tears. Even when there's a great song, even when there's great music, don't feel too badly when you just pour your heart out and sing, and I mean this, and you look back there and they say, well, what is wrong with them? What is wrong with them is that we have been taught a Christianity that causes people to think, I'm going to sit here forever, and what I'm going to do is come back to church, and even though it's very good, it's still the same thing over and over. And even though it's exciting, it's still the same thing over and over, and I'm sick of this. You need to get very sick of this. Now, does that mean, oh, then we don't need to come here? Oh, this, yeah, we need to come, but it should be an awesome celebration. It should be a celebration of what's going on in my ministry. Where's my ministry? It's not here at all. I come here to just get grown up, make sure I'm in alignment and in order. I come here just to make sure that I understand that where I am. I come here. Yeah. I come here just to make sure that I'm equipped properly. But when the thing that's addicting me, I don't need to leave right now at 12:03 because I got to go to lunch. I can't wait to get out of here because that's where my ministry is out there. That's where my ministry is out there. The truth is that my neighbor, my friends, I don't have friends because I don't, my friends are all in the church. That's really sad. You didn't hear me. See, my friends are all in the church. That's a tragedy. That's just a sign that you have to stay in a protected area because you're not sure who you are. Because you ought to have some friends who drink beer. You ought to have some friends who smoke stogies. You ought to have some friends who cuss. Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. His greatest persecution came from the religious people who didn't like it because he ate with sinners. If Jesus was here, he would really wreck your plans. He might already have gone home by now. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm trying to excite you. And you say, well, what's going to happen? What is going to happen is the first thing is our spirits somehow are all going to flow into that direction and that order and say, I'm ready for God's authority in my life. I am a man. Didn't say I'm a kid under. I'm a man under authority. I'm not afraid of authority because I know that if I come under authority, I have authority. And I have to have authority or I can't do my ministry. And the next thing that's going to happen to me is I'm going to find out where I'm good. It might be at my job. It might be at my desk. It might be on the phone. It might be with my neighbor. I promise I'm going to close. I just want to tell you a story about a man who was a friend of mine. His name is Bill. Bill was reared in an old Pentecostal atmosphere. His father was a pastor. Bill grew up in the church and participated in the church like all other young people. He got married when he was rather young. He told me, he said, the reason I got married is because, you know, we weren't supposed to be out messing around. I want to get married. I want to mess around, so I decided to get married. And so he just jumped up and got married, you know, young. Had a lot of trouble. He and his wife divorced. But they didn't just divorce. They divorced in front of that church, see. And see, in the old system where things are not based in love, when you have legislated religion, legalistic format, it always gives way to enormous criticism and gossip. And they talked about him in the church like he was a skunk. And so Bill left the church and left God. He lost his business. He went bankrupt. And he had been in a lot of business. Went bankrupt. That was the next big gossip all through. See what happens when you leave the church? You lose everything, don't you? See? Gossip, gossip, gossip. He found himself in a little one-room apartment. And no wife. And no church. Drinking heavily. somebody knocked on the door. He opened the door. The gentleman stood there and said, "Are you Bill?" And named his last name. He said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I just came over to see if you had any groceries." He said, "Who are you?" He said, I just live up the street. Just a friend." He said, "Why'd you come here?" He said, "Because I read in the paper that you had gone bankrupt. And I thought you might need some help. I read in the paper that you had gone." Didn't know him at all. We weren't friends through the church. This is a man he'd never seen. He said, "You have enough to eat?" He said, "Well, yeah, I could use a little something." He said, "Can I come in?" He said, "Yeah." Came in. He said, "Well, who are you?" He said, I'm just a guy that lives up the street up here." He said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Well, my wife left me and everything's gone." He said, "Man, I've had it." He said, "Would you like to take a drive?" He said, "I don't have a car." He said, "You ride with me. Let's go. Where do you want to go?" Took him for a drive. Started going in, getting him, taking him out to dinner. He didn't know until 6 months later that this man was a Mormon. He didn't know until a little later that the Mormon people read the obituary column in their newspaper every day to find out who died so they can go knock on the door and take gifts or food. The church has so ingrown that we love our own. But God so loved the world. Bill is a Mormon today. You couldn't change him for anything in the world. I did some business with him. He's a good man. He's a clean man. You couldn't change him. You could never drag him back into this church. He'd never come. Never. But the people who fed him and cared for him when he didn't even know the name, he said, they were more Christian to me than the Christians. I'm just telling you that the world is waiting, not for a preacher. They're just waiting for somebody who cares. If you ever get a taste of it and know that whoever lives within a half a mile of you, somewhere within one half a mile of you, somebody needs you right now. They need you right now. If you ever knock on the right door and find out who it is and love somebody who never gave you anything, you get addicted to the thing that put him on a cross. He loved it so much, he was willing to give his whole life for it. When you do that, you won't have to ever preach again from this pulpit, "Let's take our city." You won't ever have to preach, "Come on, saints, let's worship." No, because if you ever become addicted to the ministry of the saints, you have to fight these people out of this building. Fight them out. I love you.